World event. And as you can tell, huffing and puffing, gritting and groaning, here he is.
There I am. I made it.
He's in the house.
I came running up the stairs, running up.
Yeah. So,
good morning.
What's up, man?
It's cold out. It's frosted.
Yeah. I know.
Frosty came around once again.
Eeny, meeny, chilly, beeny.
We had frost Saturday night out in Harlemville. That was like the first big one. Well, the first one. And then last night, decided to come around again and kill some more stuff. So we are at that point where
Jack Frost.
A lot of crops are no longer going to be found in your share at the farmer's market because they're all dead. Things like basil and lettuce. Well, some lettuce might. Kale loves frost. There's also crops that love frost, and they'll be tasting sweeter and better than ever. So keep an eye out. It is a harvest time. Time to start eating those root crops. And let's see, I made up a dish last night. It was onions, garlic, had some delicata squash, kale, and carrots.
Ooh, that sounds
all
good.
Local farms.
That's Rudy Tooty
stuff. It was, oh, man. It was good.
I've been cooking them taters.
I was missing a steak in the middle, though.
Yeah, you threw a steak in the middle of that.
I didn't have time. Or money. No,
I've been hammering them taters.
Yeah, it's Wednesday morning. Good to be back. Let's see. A couple of birthdays. It's the birthday of Arthur Miller, born in 1915.
Whew.
Love this quote. He said, "Everybody likes a kidder, but nobody lends him money." Yeah.
Twoo.
Yeah. You know what? He also wrote President Johnson a letter. And in that letter, he said, "When the guns roar, the arts die." Yeah, standing up for the arts there in 1965 regarding the Vietnam War.
Yeah, there we go.
It is the birthday of Eminem.
Yes.
Born 1972. And just for fun, I tried to look up, you go on this computer business and all these search engines and whatnot, and he'll come up with 1.2 million hits for the most obscure thing. Well, I tried to put Eminem and farming in there to see if there's any agriculture-related stories to Eminem. And guess what? I didn't find anything. Nothing.
No, you are not going to find.
So, Phil, don't waste your time looking for things like that on the internet as the moral of the story.
When I saw that it was his birthday in show prep, I said, "Are you actually going to be able to find a song that you will be able to play?"
Right. Yeah.
Without first editing to death.
Yeah. Yeah. He might have. Yeah. Some song about honoring his mother or something like that.
I don't think he. I don't. There might be one.
I doubt it. Moving on from Eminem, it's the birthday of Rita Hayworth.
Yeah.
Okay. Born in 1918. It's also the birthday of Pope John Paul I, born in 1912. It's the day of St. Ignatius of Antioch, the Catholic saint from Syria, as a matter of fact. Antioch, Syria. And they did not like him, the most people. And so they sent him to Rome to be eaten by the lions. So Ignatius was chowed down by a bunch of lions in Rome in the year 107. Tough way to go. And speaking of mothers, it is Mother's Day in Malawi. So, for some of us, it should be Mother's Day every day. But
That's right.
If you're from Malawi, today's a very special day for mothers. And it is the day in 1806 that the Jean-Jacques Dessalines, a revolutionary and first emperor of Haiti, was assassinated. He led the revolution in Haiti, became the first leader, and was subsequently assassinated by some traitors, and is still regarded as a hero in Haiti. It is the day that Scarface Al Capone was found guilty of tax evasion in 1931.
Ah.
Al Capone, they caught up with that guy on this day. Burma became independent from England after 300 years of colonization in 1947.
And now it's no longer Burma. What is it?
It's a Myanmar.
Myanmar.
Yeah. Yep. 1961, on this day, Paris police shot and killed 200 Algerians in a march for peace in Paris. Folks might not know, but the French colonized the African country of Algeria and occupied it quite brutally. And strife still happens to this day as a result of that colonization. In 1968 was the day, on this day, that two Olympians in Mexico City gave the Black Power salute upon receiving the gold and bronze medals.
Oh, was that today? Yeah,
that was
sure.
Today. Yeah, those two cats put their fists up in the air.
Remember that.
It's called the Black Power salute, I guess, but it was really a protest against racial discrimination in the United States, and they were immediately subsequently sent home the next day. And lots of people were very upset that they would bring politics into such a event. But, you know, if anyone was alive in 1968,
heated. You know, that's the way it is.
Yep.
I forgot who that was.
I don't remember the name of
those
two guys.
I just heard him recently interviewed, too.
Okay, it was, I think it was Track and Field.
Yeah, the Track and Field star. They had
two of them.
They had won the relay.
Okay. In 1979, on this day, Mother Teresa got the Nobel Peace Prize in Calcutta, India, for her work with the poor. And this is great. Last year, on this day, Spaceport America opened in New Mexico. That's right. Spaceport America. Flights will begin in 2013. So pick a planet. Pick a destination to the moon if you'd like to go. And I think now private expeditions to outer space will be conducted on a regular basis. Times, they do change. And it's the birthdays of Henri Saint-Simon, Henry Saint-Simon, in 1760. He was a pretty radical thinker and poet. And also the German George Buchner was born on this day, who was actually influenced by Saint-Simon. Let's see, moving on. The New York Farm Bureau is reporting that milk farmers, dairy farmers, are in big trouble. Partially directly related to the failure of the Congress to extend the farm bill, which just expired.
Don't get me started.
Okay, well, we've got to mention that the Milk Income Loss Contract Program, or the MILC program, it also expires with the farm bill, which affects dairies dramatically by not giving them the opportunity for that much-needed cash that Hurricane Irene, not only Hurricane Irene from last year, but the drought from this year has necessitated greater need for aid for a lot of these farmers, and they just don't have it right now. So they are going to be going into debt, most likely a lot of them, and borrowing a lot of money, so which means that the banks are actually doing great because of the lack of a farm bill extension. Banks will be loaning a lot of money. And milk production is lower, and it will be the lowest in 12 years, partly as a result of all of this madness. Let's see. There's a biodynamic conference. The annual biodynamic conference is in Madison, Wisconsin this year, and I will actually be traveling out there with a contingent from Columbia County.
Oh.
Now, believe it or not, there's a lot of Columbia County folks going to this conference at Monona Terrace on November 14th to the 18th.
Wow.
It's entitled Sacred Agriculture, Creating a New Relationship with the Earth. And I'll just mention a few names of the dozens of presenters and workshop leaders. And I'll just give a shout out to the Columbia County folks. Both Rachel and Stefan Schneider will be there from Hawthorne Valley.
There you go.
Farm.
There you go.
They'll be both presenting. John Paul Cortez, of course, will be in the house.
Oh, wow.
So
Columbia County is represented.
Not only that, my dear neighbor, Craig Holdridge from the Nature Institute. And Claudia Nab Visbo from the Farmscape Ecology Program. She's going to be presenting as well. As well as some big shot big wigs in the BD, such as Dennis Klocek, Gunther Hauck, and a guy I don't know named Charles Eisenstein, who writes for The Guardian, I believe, and wrote a book called Sacred Economics. And he's going to be talking about economics and agriculture. Farmer John Peterson from the Real Dirt on Farmer John, Katrina Fry from Fry Vineyards, Hugh Courtney from Josephine Porter Institute, Jim Borowski, there's an old friend, Jennifer Green, awesome work on water, Deb Sewell from Avena Botanical, Devin Strong from the Lakota Nation is going to be talking about doing the biodynamic preparations with buffalo. He's been doing amazing work on that. I heard a presentation on Devin Strong's work. Pretty incredible. 40-plus workshops. If you can get out there, it should be good.
Now, where is that and when
That's
is it?
That's in Madison, Wisconsin, on November the 14th through the 18th. And that is home of Zinnaker Farm. I believe Zinnaker is actually the first biodynamic farm in the United States. They take their farming seriously out in Wisconsin.
There you go.
That's dairy land out there.
By the way, the two gentlemen that we were talking about were Tommy Smith and John Carlos.
Okay, those were the guys in the Olympics.
Those were the two. And actually, what had happened was they ran a 200-meter race, and Tommy Smith won. Peter Norman came in second, and John Carlos came in third. Now, what people don't know is that Australia's Peter Norman, he also had on the Freedom Badge. He just didn't give the Black Power salute.
Okay,
so everybody on that podium were protesting for civil rights, for human rights.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, this would have been the year of, I believe, the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King.
That is correct.
And there was probably a sentiment in the country that, things weren't looking a little gloomy, believe it or not, even though I wasn't alive. But, boy. So, let's see. It is hunting season. You know what? Tommy Sharp actually brought that up and reminded folks here that it is a major activity in Greene and Columbia County.
Yes,
and
it
for
is.
Folks who like to walk in the woods, it's always good to be aware of which guns are being shot at which time for which animal, or at least just to be aware, period, that there are guns out in the woods and careful where you walk. Right now, it is turkey season through the 16th of November, and bear and deer season starts on the 17th of November. That's rifle. But bow season, of course, has already started.
Yep, I see the guys wandering around in my area.
Yep.
With the bow hunters.
Yep, and crossbows are now legal in New York. That was a 2010 law under Governor Patterson, as a matter of fact. But that law expires on the 31st of December of this year, unless the governor and legislature extend the law. So we'll see what happens with the crossbow law. I know it was kind of controversial when it came out, but what people don't know, what I didn't know, actually, is that 700,000 New Yorkers are hunting every day, every year in New York, and 50,000 non-New Yorkers come here to hunt every year. So, that was a pretty large number. I don't know where they're coming from. I guess Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Connecticut.
Yeah. Well,
coming up to the Adirondack Park.
Like I said, I see when turkey hunting season starts, it's not uncommon out there where I am to be driving down the street and see a bow hunter walking up Route 66 to make his way into the woods.
Yep, they're around. Let's see a couple other quick blurbs before Amy Goodman comes on. I don't know if we'll have a time for a song. I got this great song I found I wanted to share with you. But the brown marmorated stink bug is still around. They're brutal. They came here only in 2008, and the poor lady at the dump, actually, I was at the dump last week, and she said they're dive bombing her. They're coming out of nowhere. I just thought it was just kind of funny that there's a lot of stink bugs at the dump. Let's see. The pumpkin crop is pretty good in the Midwest, despite horrible, horrible drought conditions, because pumpkins like dry weather.
Mm-hmm.
So good for the pumpkins. New York got $100 million from unclaimed bottle deposits every year. So there's a pending bill with Cuomo to put $56 million of that into the Environmental Protection Fund, which does affect farms and our water, our aquifers, our parks, etc. We'll be keeping you updated on that. And there's a nighttime market open in Harlem, according to the New York Farm Bureau, the first in history, a nighttime market. It's called the Harlem Pop-Up Green Market. So if you're down there in the evening and want some cider donuts and good vegetables and fun times. Check it out.
I got an assignment for you because something I heard on the radio this morning. Your favorite company is making a drought resistant.
Yeah, well, they're calling it drought resistance, but go ask an Indian farmer how he did with Monsanto's so-called drought resistant seed. Yeah, I heard that report too, and I was a little upset because here you have National Public Radio giving a huge story on Monsanto and Syngenta and drought resistant and this, that, and the other. Not once in that entire story did they mention the words genetically modified. So I think what they're trying to do now is like eliminate the word GMO, genetically modified.
It's so you did hear that. You must
have heard. I was driving in fuming. Yeah. I was fuming because I have to say, but National Public Radio appeared to be extremely favorable towards the Syngenta and Monsanto so-called drought-resistant crop. However, if you ask other farmers in the Midwest, they'll tell you their corn was falling over in the field this year, and they've been pushed. They have these guys pushing these seeds out in the fields. This year, farmers are basically watching their crops wither and die, and these guys are running around. Well, see, you need our seeds. See, you need our seeds. However, there's no long-term tests on them. It's very questionable how they'll do in non-drought years, and furthermore, it's questionable how they do in drought years. So,
Lord have mercy. Why did I get you started?
Yeah, don't get me started on that one. I was going to skip the Monsanto moment this time, Phil, this week, because... I want to tell you about one last story. This will get people started. Oh, man. If you love cows, you are not going to love this story. This is from CNN Money, of all places, is reporting that they are now giving candy to cows.
What?
As a result of increased feed prices. We're talking, you know, corn is skyrocketing because of the drought. You know, wheat skyrocketing. So they're not being able to feed the cows, which, by the way, cows aren't supposed to be on a grain diet. They're supposed to eat grass. But that aside, they're now supplementing their feed with chocolate, gummy worms, sprinkles, marshmallows, hard candy, and even powdered hot chocolate mix. And yeah, I feel the same way, Phil. And I just got to read one quote from this guy. This guy. I got a friend named Kai, so no offense, Kai, because this guy's named Kai, too. But he says, "It has been a practice going on for decades, and it is a very good way for producers to reduce feed cost and to provide less expensive food for consumers." That is Kai Fanning, livestock nutritionist from the Great Plains Livestock Consulting Incorporated out of Eagle, Nebraska. Thank you, Kai, for that way to make your beef real cheap. What else happens? It makes it cheap, but what else? So that's about it. We got to go to Amy Goodman. And one last thing. I got to say one more thing that's on my mind that's bothering me this morning. I fell asleep last night listening to debates. And I'm not saying they were boring. I'm just saying I have to do a qualifier? I was tired. I was just real tired. And what I wanted to know, Phil, because I didn't hear the rest of them, did any of them say anything about farming, food, or agriculture?
No.
Darn it. I had my hopes so high. Oh, well. So the presidential folks have still not talked about what I believe is one of the most important issues facing our planet today, which is our relationship to the earth, to food, to agriculture, and to local economies. Maybe next time they'll talk about it. But I don't think we have time for the song anymore now that I've rambled my time away here talking about crossbows. And it's bobcat season on the 25th of October.
We don't have any bobcats out here, do we?
We do, and I actually...